You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Well done, Ellen. Thank you. And Ellen has very kindly roped in her dad to help with that, because he's going to give the talk. So, Rob, come and bring us today's talk. You're right.
It's not on.
Am I on, Mark?
Oh. You need to unmute.
I need to unmute. That's a word my wife never, ever says.
Oh, dear.
Oh, now come unclipped. Let's make sure we're all right. I think we better pray before anything else, hadn't we? Father, we thank you for your word this morning. And we just ask that you would speak to us now and encourage us and inspire us as we seek to engage in your mission to bring your kingdom into the places where we live and work. Amen.
Right, I'm going to put you on mute for a second. Because what I also forgot to do, which was my job I agreed before the service began, was to say Christine has got some activities here for children who are in year two or below. So if you're in year two at school or younger than that, and you'd like to come to some activities in the middle, we are going to look at later at what you do now. And you don't need to feel embarrassed about doing it while Rob's speaking, because he's going to carry on anyway.
Which I normally do.
Go on, yeah. Then.
Over the past few weeks here at St Leonard's, we've been looking at a series called Community Connections, which is basically about how we as a church seek to connect with the community around us. And it's rather sneakily given away by the title up there. The subject of this morning's talk, and indeed service, is this whole idea of letting your light shine, which is taken from the passage that we heard from Matthew's Gospel. Well, I must admit, when I saw this, the first thing that leapt to my mind is, what does it mean? When Jesus said, let your light shine, what does that mean? Does he want us to go around with a giant torch all the time, shining it in people's eyes? I mean, my son does that very well. But actually, what I think it means... Graham, marvellous. He's my right-hand man today, Mr. Wheeler. Thank you, sir. I think what Jesus is talking about here is God loves everybody desperately, and he wants people to come to know him, to come to know Jesus, to experience his wonderful love. And the way that he does that is by using us, his church, his body. We are his hands and his feet. And so he wants us to go out into our community, and I'll come back to that word in a minute, and show people God's love in action. What does it mean? You know, we say God loves people, but that sounds lovely. I can say I love my wife and then behave like an absolute what's it. Thank you, dear. But the fact of the matter is that we are here to show people what God's love practically means in action, to serve them and to share this wonderful good news of Jesus Christ. But where? We say community. Where is our community? Now, when I heard the word community, this is the first thing that leaps to mind. I apologise, by the way, for the quality of the pictures and indeed the content. Neighbours, everybody needs... Now, for many of us, the place where God calls us to serve him will be in our community. You know, we've got quite a distinctive community here in Oakley. But some of us don't live in Oakley. I don't. I live in Kempshott Rise over the other side of the A30. But also for a lot of us, we might not spend an awful lot of time where we live. I mean, I work in Camberley. So from 8 o'clock till 6 o'clock every day, I'm not in Kempshott Rise. And actually, for most of the weekend, I'm doing things with family and stuff like that. So I don't see an awful lot of my neighbours. And I'm sure that's probably the case for a number of people here. So does that mean that we're let off the hook? That we don't have to let our light shine if we're not in our communities a lot of the time? No. what God is saying to us, that he wants us to serve him, to let our light shine in the places wherever we are, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Because we're not there by chance, God's put you there. So, for example, and I know this is a horrible thing to say, school. Do we like going to school?
Yes.
It's changed a lot. We're not just there because we have to be there. God has put us in our schools because that's the place that he's called us to let our light shine, to show people's God's love in action. Talking about places we don't want to be, work. We don't just go to work to bring in the money so that we can do the things that we want to do. As extraordinary as it sounds, God has put us in our workplaces because he wants us to let our light shine there. We might be one of the very few Christians in our workplace. We might be the only Christian where we work. And the people that we work amongst, they might not know many Christians. They might only know us. So God has put us there as that person who's going to reach out to them to show them God's love. Now, I don't know about you, I find that an extraordinary responsibility, but an amazing blessing, because it transforms how we look at things. Graham, take it away. Friendship is a wonderful gift, and I hope all of us have got friends. But again, for some of our friends, they may not know Jesus. We might be the only Christian that they know. And God has given us that friendship, not just as a gift, but we are the person to whom we can let that light shine. Graham, take it away. For a number of us, we might say, well, actually, you know, we don't go out to work. You know, we spend a lot of our time in our homes and with our... That's not an advert for dental care, by the way. With our families. But in our families and in our homes, there may again be people who don't know Jesus. And God is saying to us, I've put you in that family. I've put you with those people who I love dearly, and I want to come to know me. You are there to be Jesus in that family and to let your light shine. And I don't know about you, but letting your light shine to your family, to the people that know you the most, is the biggest challenge of all. Graham, what on earth is this? What's that doing up there? This is Turf Moor, home of Burnley. To be in the Premier League one more Saturday before it all goes horribly wrong. That was fun while it lasted. One of the things that sometimes we can think is we think to ourselves, well, that's great, right? But there are certain parts of our lives that are either off limits to God or of no use whatsoever, actually. So like our leisure pursuits. You know, God can't use us when we're at football or we're down the pub. Or other things that we do. And that's where we're wrong. We call Jesus Saviour and Lord. And as this man once famously said to me, if Jesus Christ isn't Lord of all, he's not Lord at all. Jesus is Lord of the whole part of our life, every bit of our life, but he can also use every part of our life. So when we're socialising with people down the pub or at football with people or whatever else people do, Jesus is saying there, let your light shine. I can use you in that place to serve people and show people God's love in action. It's all about, and this is a phrase I've encountered recently actually, whole life discipleship. Jesus is saying that he wants us to let our light shine wherever we are. We're not in those places by accident. God has put you there. So wherever you're going to be when you leave here, wherever you spend most of your time, that's where God wants you to be. He has called you into those places. He has called you to be with those people, because we're not just followers of Jesus when we come to church, we're followers of Jesus the whole time. And I'm going to get a bit technical here, actually. I'm almost veering into engineering, Jeremy. Hey! Here's a diagram. Oh, I'm excited. This is a phrase I've sort of again encountered recently. This idea of gathered church and scattered church. Whoa. We are St. Leonard's Church and the body of Christ here, whether we're in this building or whether wherever we are in the week. God's just not seeking to use us when we're together, but also wherever we are. And that to me is really exciting, because it means that actually our church is doing all sorts of things that we didn't realise. Now, don't get me wrong, all of the activities we do together as a church is really important. And, you know, we come together and we think, right, how can we do things as a church? How can we reach out into our community? How can we make a difference? How can we let our light shine? And we do activities together, don't we, when we reach out to people. So the little red bits are the gathered church, and all the grey bits are our community around us. And you can see there's parts where we touch on our community. But we want to do more. Well, actually, we are. Take it away, sir. That's the scattered church. I remember once, just as an example, being in a church and someone said, we want to do more in schools. You know, so we've got people who go out into schools, but we wish we could do more. The fact is, we do more. Stand up, everybody here who goes to school or works in a school or whatever. Come on, guys. On a Monday, on a Tuesday, on a Wednesday, on a Thursday, all of these people here are doing God's work in schools throughout Oakley and Basingstoke. Isn't that brilliant? Because all of these people here are out there letting their light shine for Jesus. That is the scattered church of Oakley. It's brilliant. You can sit down now. I could ask people to stand up who are in homes during the week and everything else. God is doing amazing things through each of us in our daily lives. Graham. So you've got the gathered and scattered church. We come together to worship God and be equipped, and then we go out into our lives to let our light shine. Last slide. How do you feel when you wake up on a Monday morning? Yeah, pretty rubbish, isn't it? I always get onto the M3 and there's a car park and I think, oh. But God doesn't see that. God sees us called out into our lives to let our light shine for him. And God looks down on us here as a church, and he sees lights shining wherever he's put us. He sees us pointing the way to Jesus. He sees our daily lives as a wonderful opportunity for him to use us to bring people to know God's love. That is what we look like when we're out in our communities letting our light shine. Shall we pray? Father, I just want to thank you this morning. I just want to thank you that, first and foremost, that you use us wonderfully, that you pour your light into us, and then you just enable us to let that shine wherever we are. And I also want to thank you, Lord, that no part of our lives is not of use to you. It doesn't matter what we're doing, it doesn't matter where we are, we just have an opportunity to point people to you and to show them your love in action. And I just pray that you would inspire us with this, but also use us amazingly in the days ahead. Amen.